Learning the laws of Shabbos, Simon Reish Samech Aleph discusses the laws of honoring the Shabbos, which we finished the Simon and want to continue just to gloss over these halachos which we've discussed in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. So, Kivon Shiyom HaShabbos Hu Choshem Od, Shabbos is extremely special. V'kvar Dimu Chazal V'yasu V'yas Kalo, he brought down the Shulchan Aruch that we're supposed, it's comparable to escorting and entering in a groom, or a bride, even a king. We have to show greater kavod for that day more than any of the 6 days of the week. So we're supposed to honor. Well, how am I supposed to accomplish that? So the Neviim tell us how that's supposed to be done. The Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshayahu, it says, we interpret that to mean and the way that we go, the way that we travel, and even the way that we walk on Shabbos is to be different. And one of the halachos, which we'll see, is that a person is not supposed to run on Shabbos. Brought down the Gemara Brachos, a person is supposed to walk. There's exceptions on Bar Mitzvah, that's acceptable. However, just Stam, a person is supposed to walk in a different way than on a weekday. V'chein v'daber davar. The pasuk says v'daber davar shlo yehi divorecha b'shabbos kishel chol. The way that we speak on a weekday, which that also may be questionable how we speak even during the week, but let's not even get into that. The way that we speak on a weekday is not the way we speak on Shabbos, which is referring specifically to business. It's not supposed to be discussing business issues on Shabbos. O darshu chazal v'chibanto, we also learn out from our sages, that the way that we dress on Shabbos is supposed to be a cut above the way that we dress during the week. We're supposed to wear nice, clean, and beautiful garments. A person is supposed to eat delicious foods. If you're familiar with any supermarkets that sell delicious foods, which we know one, Lahavik Neros, and to light Shabbos candles. So these are all ways in which one is able to, just trying to give you a plug, Mendy, to honor the Shabbos. A person doesn't have to go all out if they can't afford to do so, as much as one is able to. How nice it would be if one is able to have special clothes for specifically for Shabbos. And we saw in the Piskei Tshuvos whether or not that even extends itself to one's shoes. And some say as long as that they're cleaned, polished before. You don't have special clothes. The chol pachos, the very least, yishana biyachav b'shabbos begodim lebegodim acherim ki sheba hashabbos. You shouldn't wear the same clothes that you're wearing on Thursday and then on Friday, which is another problem. The same clothes continuing on Shabbos. At least change your wardrobe, even if it's not something unique for Shabbos. At least you're putting on something different for Shabbos, a different suit or a different shirt. And some people have a special Shabbos talis for those that are able to do so. We'll see one more paragraph. Our sages teach us, so we said that the way that a person wears their clothes in a special way is a way of honoring the Shabbos. By wearing nice clothes, what are you accomplishing? You're showing that there's something unique and special about the day. And it's pretty obvious and self-apparent. There's no distinction when it comes to a Shabbos. If you decide to have a nice, quiet Shabbos in your home with your family, and you don't walk out, so only you and your family sees you, so maybe I'll just stay in my pajamas. No, a person is to still wear the same big day Shabbos. You're with your friends. You're walking on the street. Or if you decide to keep Shabbos all alone, you should wear the same proper attire no matter what. If you're in a shul, you're in your home by yourself, always do the same. Now, Kain Yesh Li Zahir. Therefore, one should be cautious. Lilbosh Habigodim Na'im B'meshach Kol HaShabbos. They should wear nice clothes all Shabbos. We even mentioned extending itself possibly Pat to Havdalah or Mlava Malka or even the whole Saturday night. That you find people that they put on their finest attire when they go into the shul, then when they get home they put on their shorts. Sha'oz Marin, what is the impression that is given? What are you actually showing to yourself? By wearing these nice clothing, that really you're not doing it in order to honor the Shabbos, but rather you're doing it to perhaps impress others. And therefore, for that reason, he says that it makes no distinction no matter what person is, no matter what situation a person may be, even if you're on a vacation, you're in a hotel, wherever it may be, you always have to wear the same nice clothes because we always have to keep Shabbos in the most honorable fashion as possible.